Drexel University's going to the dogs, or at least a dog, and in the process becomes the first university in the country whose recreation center hosts an on-site therapy dog year-round. Let's learn more with Catherine Formica, coordinator of student fitness and wellness at Drexel. Catherine, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And in addition to that title, you are apparently the owner and sponsor of Jersey.
I am, yeah.
Tell us about this adopted Carolina blend.
So he's almost four. He'll be four in December, but he became a part of my family about 3 months ago. And as of a few weeks ago, he became part of the Drexel family as Drexel's first on-site therapy dog within the athletic department.
Did he come to you as a certified therapy dog?
He did not, no. I actually fostered him through the Delaware County SPCA for 2 months, and once he was about to take his therapy dog test, I adopted him a couple weeks prior to that, and then he was my official dog.
So in what capacity will Jersey be acting as a therapy dog on the Drexel campus?
So he'll be here about 3 days a week, anywhere between 2 and 3, depending on availability. And he'll basically host open office hours for students to come in and visit with him and spend time and just kind of unwind.
Do students have to make an appointment to see the doctor?
They don't. He actually has his very own Facebook page, Jersey Therapy, and students are able to go on that and see what hours he'll be in the office.
Now, I understand there's some precedent for this in the course of something called Puppy Palooza.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Puppy Palooza is probably one of the most popular events on campus. It's hosted once every quarter right before finals, and we have about 800 students that come out for that event. And really, it's mainly focused on just having students come out, take a break from studying right before finals, and engage in kind of a lighthearted, fun activity. A lot of students have pets at home, and being able to engage with a dog and, you know, spend time with them brings back those happy memories and just allows them to unwind and relax for a few minutes.
Where do the dogs from Puppy Palooza come from?
So they come from Therapy Dogs International, which is actually where Jersey is certified through as well. You know, it's an organization that has locations all over, and we just reach out to the Philadelphia chapter, and they provide dogs.
Now, is it a soft science, or do you have actual results showing that students do relax and unwind if they have exposure to dogs like Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of scientific studies out there that show that, like, blood pressure comes down, that students just feel more relaxed. A lot of it reminds them of home, which brings back happy memories. So there's a lot of scientific research out there. And, you know, just specifically at Drexel, a lot of kids come back with comments and reports saying that they just feel better after being with the dog.
Now, is it like kind of taking out a book? Can you take Jersey out for an hour or so?
No, you can't rent him. I actually have to be present as a certified handler, but students are more than welcome to come on walks with us.
Now, when I think of a therapy dog, it's for more often a disabled person, and there are specific guidelines, and those dogs are, when they interface with the public, docile, shall I say. What's Jersey's personality?
He's very mild-tempered, you know, very calm. His excited, that's actually a calm excitement. He, you know, wags his tail. Actually, his entire back end moves when he wags his tail, but he'll slowly approach someone. He doesn't run or jump or do any of, you know, the extended excitement things when he's approaching anybody, and he'll just sit down for people to pet them.
Is there any clamor to either open up his time to, say, 5 days or 7 days a week or to bring on additional dogs?
You know, we'd like to see the program grow. Right now we're just seeing how, you know, everyone's responding to it, which so far has been really positive. But hopefully, you know, in the future it will grow to be 5 days a week. But we're just taking it slow as students get used to it and he gets used to his new environment. You know, we're still continuing to work on his training, making sure that, you know, Jersey doesn't react in any type of situation. And the environment that he's in now, it's very unpredictable. We have, you know, thousands of students that he walks by every day. We have loud gym noises that he's becoming accustomed to. So really, I think it's just making sure that he's comfortable in any type of environment.
Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Catherine Formica is the owner and sponsor of Jersey. She's also the coordinator of the Student Fitness and Wellness Center at Drexel University.